My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
I'm really genuinely excited about this season because I am, Anthony, cautiously optimistic. And I think we need to put that in a little bit of context because I do feel like some people have like kind of run out of like they see a lot of positive things about the Commanders, and this is new. This is a new feeling for us here in the DMV, at least new in the last 25 years. Been a couple of spurts of like, hey, I like that thing that they're doing. I like this team. I like that. Oh, they got some weapons over there in Washington. They won the offseason. How many times have we heard that before? But now you got smart people around the league, you got executives, you got coaches, you got the agents telling Standig last week when he put out the agent survey, like, man, Washington, they're on the right track. But, like, they have to build a railroad out of some deep woods. And I think we just need to remember the starting point for this. It is not common that an NFL roster flips over where over 60% of the team is new year over year. And continuity is really powerful in the NFL. The ability of a coach and quarterback to grow together, the ability for multiple defensive players, and specifically in units, to understand how to play off of each other, to learn and grow as a core of a team. You're always going to have new pieces. Every roster changes every year. But to have no one who has anything more than a little bit of continuity with someone else, it's tough. I mean, the most continuity you have on the roster is like John and Duron know how to play off each other. They've been here a while. Jaden's got nothing but an offseason with these receivers. He's still not throwing an NFL pass. He has never worked with Cliff Kingsbury before. None of the receivers have either, except for what? Zach Ertz. Was Akias maybe with Cliff for a year? I don't think he was. Someone somewhere in that receiving corps at some point in training camp was with Cliff for a year, like once. But generally speaking, there's not any continuity. There's no depth in terms of, hey, we've built an offense together over the course of 3 years. And that's the advantage of a San Francisco and what they've got, where like Kyle knows George Kittle better than George Kittle knows George Kittle. And so the ability to put Kittle and Debo and some of these guys in great spots. And now for them out in San Francisco, so long that IU can get caught up to speed from like a performance standpoint, and Trent, same thing. Like, as long as those dudes are healthy, they'll catch back up. They'll be great. And you know, they'll be able to get up to speed based off the base that they have of multiple years of high performance. Detroit is getting the advantage of this. And typically, you don't get a CEO-type head coach, a really stellar offensive coordinator, and a quarterback and skill position guys together for multiple years because somebody gets poached or somebody gets too expensive. And because Ben Johnson did what he did this offseason, you can hem and haw about what it meant for the Commanders or any other team that wanted to pursue him as a head coach, but that's Detroit's benefit. And so there is none of that in Washington. There is also the reality that when you have to replace 30-plus players, by nature, you are either replacing them with rookies or guys that didn't want to stay where they were, or guys that other teams didn't want. And a lot more times, it's the latter. Yeah, you get the Bobby Wagners, who a lot of other teams would have liked to re-sign or sign. You get some coveted pieces for sure. And guys like that, Frankie Luvu, Carolina definitely wanted him. He didn't want Carolina. Jeremy Chinn, same thing. So you get a couple of guys that are coming in that are choosing you, which is great. And they're choosing you for because they think they can succeed here, not necessarily because you money whip them and they're actually not worth the contract that you're paying, which, again, is nice and new. But it does lead to a cautious optimism that while the processes, I think, are good, I believe that these are smart coordinators schematically. I think that they've got a good understanding of their personnel. And in some ways, it's easier early in a tenure to have a good understanding of your personnel because you don't have the biases of all of them being your guys that you believe in. Like, you obviously believe in them, but it's not like you're blinded by your bias that we think this player can become X. So he is X right now. That happens all the time in coaching. It's like, no, you have to be realistic with where you are right now, and then hopefully that player will get to the place that you believe they can. You're not dealing with any of that right now. So there's a lot of positives right now, but at the end of the day, like, are there any blue chip players on this team? You know, Daniels eventually, but I'm talking 2024 blue chip players. Guys that we think could be Pro Bowlers, all pros this year. Daniels, again, he's a rookie quarterback. The swath of possibilities has the lowest of floors and fairly low ceiling based off history. I do think this rookie class could blow the doors off of some of that stuff. Like, I think Williams could have a monster year. I think that Jaden could have a good year. I mean, I think statistically, Bo Nix will have a nice year because Sean Payton will set him up to succeed. I don't know how much winning it'll lead to. But like, I do think that there's a couple of guys in this class that are going to perform pretty well right off the bat. But still, like, CJ Stroud last year, I bet you his numbers are not as good as you think they are because people are like, wow, CJ Stroud, top five quarterback. And like, I'm not telling you he's not. I'm not telling you that he's actually bad, but just it takes a second to get going. So you have that. In terms of blue chippers, Allen and Payne certainly could return to form, but do they have the support around them with the questions you have at edge rusher? Luvu, you're hoping, evolves into that, but that hasn't been who he's been. You know, Wagner probably on the wrong end of being a blue chipper in his timeline. Terry, question, depending on, you know, how teams treat him, what Jaden can do, like, maybe he's a blue chipper, but is he top five position guy? No. And so there's just not that top end talent that makes you a 10, 11, 12 win football team year after year after year. And like, say what you want about the Cowboys, which for most of you, it starts with an F when it comes to the Cowboys. And if you say what you want to say, but like, they have blue chippers. Michael Parsons is a blue chipper. CeeDee Lamb is a blue chipper. I think there are some coaches and execs and analysts around the league that would tell you Dak Prescott's a blue chipper. And if not, he's a red chip guy. He's right below that. And so I think that that's how they've won 12 games 3 years in a row. The ceiling, you know, if everything goes right, all these question marks at all these different positions, 10, 11 games, sure. The floor, just be realistic. I mean, we're talking about like two, what happens if Jaden gets hurt, knock on wood, that doesn't happen. But you're talking like a 4-win team potentially if Jaden gets hurt early. But realistically, if he, assuming health, like probably 5-6 wins is the ceiling and or the floor, and somewhere in between is the reality of what I think is ultimately going to happen, which is a 7-8 win football team that hopefully has a gigantic arrow pointing up coming out of the season, heading into next year. But where are you? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. It is a Vibe Check Tuesday, and we are checking your optimism vibes headed into the 2024 season. How excited are you? We can 1 to 10 it. You can, you know, show off your vocabulary if you have a word that you want to. I'm so excited. Fill in the blank. I'm open to ideas. I'm open to suggestions, but I just want to hear from you on this Vibe Check Tuesday. 301-230-0980. It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live as well on the free Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.